Short-term rentals like Airbnb and VRBO have cropped up across New Hampshire in recent years. They're especially popular in touristy areas of the state, like the White Mountains and the Lakes region. Short-term renters, however, sometimes mean loud parties, absentee owners, and they can change the feel of a residential neighborhood. NHPR's Sarah Ernst reports from Laconia, where the city is in the middle of a debate over what to do about it.
When a guest comes in, they can use the washer and dryer.
Mark Burrell lives in a modest house. It's only a couple blocks from downtown Laconia and a stone's throw from Lake Winnesquam. He lives here with his dog Tai Tai, his pet bird, and right now, a traveling nurse who is renting out his spare bedroom through Airbnb. Burrell describes it as a no-frills room, just a bed, a nightstand, and a dresser. And this room has pretty much been booked solid all summer.
This is my slowest week right now. It's just been crazy.
Burrell says he does Airbnb because he likes meeting new people and also because the money is good. A website that tracks data on short-term rentals called AirDNA says there are nearly 300 active listings in Laconia. The average host there can make anywhere from $800 to $4,000 a month. Burrell says he isn't the only one benefiting from Airbnb. Local businesses in town make money too.
One of my guests says, hey, where's a good place to go eat? The 405 Pub and Grill. They spend money. The 405 makes money. He spends money. My next guest comes in. Where's a good place to go have a drink? Go to the Broken Spoke. So they go there. They spend money. The Broken Spoke makes money.
It's hard to say just how much local restaurants and bars are making from Airbnb. But there's real money behind it. This past year alone, hosts in New Hampshire made $162 million. But for some people who live nearby, they say the experience has been a major headache. Sarah Rosenblum, who lives right on Opeachy Bay, says problems surfaced almost immediately when an Airbnb popped up next door to her.
There were arguments the first weekend, like they'd obviously been drinking and you could hear people sort of arguing.
Other weekends, Rosenblum heard late night karaoke, loud music out on the docks, and car alarms going off in the middle of the night. The owner of this Airbnb lived out of state, making him hard to get a hold of when issues came up.
If you have someone who lives in the property, they have an interest in preserving the neighborhood because they live there. But if you have an absentee owner, you know, someone who's just opening an Airbnb to make money, they don't really have that investment in the neighborhood.
Absentee owner or not, short-term rentals are technically illegal in Laconia. But city officials acknowledge that, for the most part, enforcement has been lax. The town is now rethinking this policy due to a handful of complaints filed against problematic Airbnbs. In June, the Laconia City Council voted to allow short-term rentals, to make them legal. But they first need to adopt a number of new rules, like a fee for fire inspections and notifying neighbors, mandatory off-street parking, and a limit to how many days a year hosts can rent. David Bounds is the Laconia City Councilor who's been taking the lead on drafting these rules. Bounds says the local government has been trying to strike a middle ground that balances everyone's concerns.
People ought to be able to take advantage of Airbnb if they do it in an appropriate way. If they're willing to make sure that everybody's safe and that neighborhood isn't threatened in any adverse way.
Bounds says one of the main benefits of the rules will be to help the city identify Airbnbs so they can contact hosts if any problems come up. But some residents think that the proposed rules will be hard to enforce, and it will still be up to the neighbors to alert the city when things go wrong. Mark Burrell, the Airbnb host of the No Frills Room, has been watching the debate unfold, and he isn't happy. He thinks that a few bad apples are spoiling the bunch.
My guests are respectful, and they're not in here smoking, drinking, and partying. Then what is it to them? They shouldn't have the right to say whether I can rent the room out in my house or not.
The rules will be finalized in the next few months. And Burrell says if the current rules pass, he plans to follow them. But he does admit that if the regulations get too heavy-handed, he might just quit Airbnb and take in a roommate instead. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Ernst.